Hi kids, it's Pastor Chad. I'm up front teaching the adults right now about how not to worry, but we wanted to help you with this too. I hope that you enjoy the story and you learn a lot from it.
All rise for the king, King Ahab.
King Ahab thought he was a big shot. He was a cruel and sinister man, and power had corrupted his spirit. People obeyed his command, and servants scrambled to do all of his work for him. King Ahab believed he had it made, and that none were more powerful than he. He did not trust in God, because King Ahab thought he was in charge. Instead of praying to God, King Ahab prayed to fake idols. He prayed to the empty statues made by the hands of men. King Ahab would have things his way, or so he thought. One day, God came to the prophet Elijah.
Elijah, my prophet, hear my word and now listen. I have a message you must give to Ahab.
Elijah listened to what God had to say and went to deliver the message to King Ahab. When Elijah went before the king, he said,
"It will not rain, or will there be even any dew on the ground until the one true God says so."
God was about to show King Ahab who is truly powerful. After Elijah was finished telling the king of God's message, God told Elijah to go and hide away. King Ahab was left on his own to learn that there is no power but God's power. Just as God had promised, the clouds dried up and the rain was no more. Days went by, weeks and months. The land was dry and waterless, but God did not forget Elijah.
Elijah, I will show you where to find water, and I will have ravens bring you meat in the morning and the evenings.
And so it was that God brought Elijah meat from ravens every morning and evening. God also showed Elijah where a small stream was so that he could drink. Elijah did not worry, for he trusted in God and God took care of him. Even when it seemed there would be no water or food to survive, Elijah learned that trusting in God was all he needed. But trusting became harder.
Oh no! The stream has dried up.
And so it was that the stream had dried up because there had not been rain for too long. What could Elijah do? What could Elijah do to survive? Then God spoke, and there was no room for worry.
Elijah, pack up your things and go to the land of Sidon. There is a widow there, and I have commanded that she will provide you with food.
Elijah had found that it was always a good idea to trust what God said. And so Elijah did what he was instructed. But it was difficult not to worry, because Sidon was a place of enemies. Sidon was full of people who hated him. But Elijah walked all the way there, walked and walked, walked through the blistering sun as it beat down upon him. He finally made it to the city gate, where he found a widowed woman who was collecting sticks. He said to her,
"Please, would you bring me some water in a jar to drink?"
As the woman went to bring him water, Elijah called out again,
"And please, please bring me some bread for my hunger."
The woman was surprised. Was this man crazy? Did this man, Elijah, not know that it had not rained for months? There was hardly any water, and certainly very little food. So she responded,
"Oh, sir, as sure as the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread. All I have left in this world is a handful of flour and a little jar of oil. I am gathering up these sticks so that I can make one last meal for my son and me, and then we will die."
Things did not look good. It would be easy to doubt God. Had he been wrong about the widow? How could she possibly feed Elijah during this time if she had only enough for a last meal? How could this be the right person if she is ready now to die? But Elijah did not doubt. He did not fear. He did not worry. He said,
"Do not worry. Go home and do just what you plan to do. But before you do, make a small loaf of bread for me, and then, from what you have left, make a loaf of bread for you and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, has promised. The flour will not be used up, and the jar of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land."
The plan was simple. Do not worry, and God will take care of everything. The widow followed Elijah's instructions, and each day there was water to drink and food to eat. The flour was not used up, and the jar of oil did not run dry. God had fulfilled his promise. God did not give to them 20 jars of oil and fill her pantry with food. Instead, each day Elijah and the widow could not know where the flour or oil was coming from. Instead, they had to trust what they could not see. They learned that God would provide. In the end, they didn't put their trust in their own riches like King Ahab had. They learned that everything would be okay if they trust God, because riches pass away and earthly goods do not last, but there is no end to God and his love for us, and that is worth more than all the treasures in the world.
I hope you enjoyed this story, and I hope in the future when you start to worry, you'll remember just how great Jesus is. It's now time for you to do the packet that we gave you at the door. If you complete it all and you show me afterwards, I'll give you a piece of candy.